Indeed, yes. Time to blast off. Surprised you, didn't I, Eric? Yes. No usual signature tune this evening, because we're right here in the, what do they call this place again? The Whopper, in the middle of Antwerp, right for the penultimate of our live broadcast from the cities of, the capitals of, the provinces of Flanders. Welcome, everybody, all those of you that are, for the first time ever, right here in Antwerp, hearing our program in English. Brussels calling this evening, or rather, more appropriately, Antwerp calling. Antwerp calling the world. Tonight, we are going to, yes, we're going to present Antwerp to the world in the way Antwerp, the capital of the province of Antwerpen, has never been presented to the world before. We're going to do that in a most original way. At least I hope you think so. Yes, welcome once again, folks, around the world for our evening broadcast, our evening transmission of Antwerp calling. Oh, we have a tremendous lineup in the program tonight. I suppose I ought to first situate the place that is, well, where's the Whopper? My word, you've never heard of that before, have you? Just depends on where you're listening, of course. If you're listening right here in Flanders or in Antwerp, you might know where it is. But nothing could be better tonight. No situation, no position in all Belgium could be more inspiring, because you might not believe me. Yes, I'm sitting within, let's see, about 100 yards from the Rubens House. And that's directly ahead of me, the Baroque, the Rubens House. That's the house that Rubens built himself when he came back from, where was it now, Italy. He was working for the Duke of Mantua. That was in about 1608. Rubens came back to his native Flanders, to his native Antwerpen. He was born in Germany, by the way, in Siegen, but he came back to his native Antwerpen after working down there in Italy with his young wife, Isabel Brandt, the first of his young wives. He married again, as some of you might know, Helena Fourmart. Yes, right. All quite legal, don't worry. And he built himself a house right here in Antwerpen, just 100 yards from, about 100 meters, yes, from where I am sitting right now. If I look out of the mobile studio, that is to the back of me, if I twist my neck a little bit, yes, like that, I have a wonderful, magnificent view of the Cathedral of Our Lady, the Cathedral of the Holy Virgin. And I have a whole lineup of personalities in Brussels calling tonight to introduce you to. But the first guest on the program this evening I want to introduce you to is the Bayardier. Actually, he's not the Bayardier from the city of Antwerpen. The Bayardier from the city, that's the Caroliner from the city of Antwerpen, is visiting America at the moment. But we've recruited the Bayardier, the city Caroliner from the town of St. Nicholas nearby Antwerpen, to play on the Bayard, the Carolin of Antwerp, for us this evening. So we're going to, yes, I wonder, are you up in your, by the way, folks, my name's David Monson. Welcome to Brussels Calling this evening. By the way, Mr. Bayardier, Mr. Drolleren, are you up in your tower?
Yes, I am ready to play the battle hymn of the Republic.
Fantastic, now. Let's hear it. Thank you, Mr. Bayardier. Up in his tower, all 123 meters high, up in the clouds above Antwerp this evening, the Staatsbayardier, the city Caroliner of St. Nicholas, and we'll be coming back to him later on in the program, so stay up there in the tower, Mr. Bayardier. Right here, and back in Antwerp, where everything is happening tonight, right on the mayor. In the, what do they call this now? I suppose it's the concert room, concert sal of the instrumental, no, not instrumental, sorry, as you were, David, the cultural center here in Antwerp. Chandelier hung, gold painted, really magnificent. And I have with me a very special, a surprise guest in the program this evening. A man who has taken not only Belgium, not only Flanders, Belgium, Europe, but the world, I think I'm right in saying, is practically by storm. Musical storm, yes. He is a musical tornado. That's our own, Flanders' own, François Gloriot, the man from Antwerp. And François, before we get down to chatting to one another, we've seen one another in various situations, haven't we? Yes.
I remember South Africa and the National Kruger Park.
Too, yes, and the elephants, right. We almost never got out of that park, did we?
Yes.
François Gloriot, the composer, the most all-round musician you could possibly imagine. Composer, conductor, improvisator. In fact, François, you were top of the Japanese hit parade for years with your improvisations on Beatle melodies, weren't you?
Yes, indeed. During 2 years, I think I was at the first place of the hit parade. That for me, it was something phenomenal.
Sensational, and sensational too for Flanders. There's no one quite like François Gloriot in music today, and I'd like you, François, to take up, because we're sitting here at the, yes, I wonder whether I should say the name, why not? The Steinway Grand, in this concert room, at the piano, you on the seat, we have the lid of the piano open. I wonder whether you can put your fingers to the ivories and perhaps take up the refrain which we heard on the carillon of the Cathedral of Our Lady here in Antwerp just a few minutes ago.
Yes.
Take up the refrain of the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
You should like to hear that.
A la Mozart.
A la Mozart.
Yes.
Okay, I try to do that.
That was glorious, François. That was wonderful.
With really very cold fingers, because it's very cold today.
It's rather a cold day in Antwerp, and I could tell our listeners that you could do that in almost any style imaginable, right? From Beethoven, Brahms, right through to
this
you name
it. This was the goal of all my recitals. I think it's very important to bring a new element during the concert and to make everybody very happy. So I think, and I sincerely believe, improvisation is not only for jazz music or pop music, but also for classical music.